Let's go through some typical PDFs. You would have seen some of these too. The Gaussian is expressed in terms of two variables, mu and sigma. Mu is the mean and sigma is the standard deviation, or sigma squared is the variance, and it is the exponential with this normalization factor. It is completely specified by two parameters only, mean and standard deviation, or variance. And the function looks like this. This is with zero mean and unit variance, sigma equal to 1. The dashed line is zero mean and sigma equal to 2. So as sigma increases, the distribution becomes wider and wider. And if you shift the mean, it may be a little difficult for you to see. There is a dotted line here. This is with mean equal to 3 and sigma equal to 1. The same standard deviation, but the mean is different. So it is just shifted. When you have two random variables, or if you're considering two different images, and you want to take some joint statistics, like the joint entropy that we saw earlier, PF, G, and so on, you need the same thing applies both ways. You need a PDF that is a joint PDF or a bivariate PDF with multiple variables, in this case, two variables. So here we are considering slightly different from what I said just now. If there are two jointly normal random processes, X and Y, the bivariate normal PDF is given by this expression, which is an extension of what we saw just now, exponential of X minus mu X over sigma square X. This is one Gaussian with the corresponding factor here. And then y minus mu y divided by sigma square y, the square of this, exponential of that. That is the y function, the Gaussian of the y variable. And then you have the product, the cross term, x minus mu x, y minus mu y, divided by sigma x, sigma y, and 2 times gamma. We have a third parameter, which is related to the correlation coefficient between the two. If they're uncorrelated, gamma will be equal to 0. So the cross term will go away, and then you can separate the two exponential functions, and you get two separate Gaussians multiplied. But otherwise, you have this factor, gamma, to account for the cross term between the two variables. So a bivariate normal PDF has this form of expression, which is a combination of two Gaussians with a cross term. Gamma is the correlation coefficient given as the expectation of x minus mu x, y minus mu y, divided by sigma x, sigma y. If they are independent, you can separate these. You get x minus mu x, which is equal to sigma x. Then you get expectation of y minus mu y, which is equal to sigma y, and then they cancel out. That is not correct. Expectation of x minus mu x is not sigma x. So that is wrong. If gamma equal to 0, the two processes are uncorrelated. So that expresses the correlation between the two variables. The bivariate normal PDF, when the two processes The bivariate normal PDF then reduces to a product of two univariate Gaussian functions. When gamma is equal to 0, let's go back there. So this goes away, that goes away, and this factor completely goes away. So you just get 1 over 4 pi squared, which is root of that, which is 2 pi, sigma x and sigma y, and then you get the exponential here and the exponential there, and you have another 2 here. So you simply get the product of two Gaussians. So when gamma equal to 0, the bivariate normal PDF reduces to two univariate Gaussians, the product of the two, which implies that the two are statistically independent. the Gaussian distribution or the normal distribution is important because we encounter this distribution quite often in practice. And there is a theorem known as the central limit theorem, which leads to the observation of the Gaussian PDF or the normal PDF when we consider the sum of several statistically independent random processes. So if you have a process that corresponds, if you have a variable that corresponds to the sum of a number of statistically independent variables, random processes, then the PDF of that random process, which is the sum of several statistically independent random processes, is equal to the cascaded convolution of their individual PDFs. So suppose you have a random variable x1, another random variable x2, and you form y equal to x1 plus x2. The PDF of y is the PDF of x1 convolved with the PDF of x2. And if you have the sum of a number of such variables, their individual PDFs get convolved. And when a large number of functions are convolved in cascade, the result tends towards a Gaussian-shaped function, regardless of the forms of the individual functions. Eventually, when you convolve a large number of these PDFs, you get something that approximates a Gaussian function. For example, if you have two uniform distributions that are rectangular functions, the convolution of the two will give you a trapezoid, or if they are of equal width, a triangle. When you convolve that triangle with another rectangle, you get a smooth triangle, which is almost looking like a Gaussian already. You smooth that further and further again and again by convolving with another positive function, which could be a rectangle or something else. PDFs are always positive functions. Then, as you keep convolving repeatedly, the result will tend towards a Gaussian or a normal distribution, a bell-shaped curve. And hence, when you have such situations, it is common to encounter Gaussian-like distributions or Gaussian distributions. Another distribution that is encountered in image processing is the uniform distribution, where all possible values of a uniformly distributed random process have equal probability of occurrence. And we noted earlier, under the properties of entropy, that the entropy is maximized when all events are equally likely. So with a uniform distribution, the entropy is maximized. So the distribution is just flat over a certain range of the variable. I have drawn two here, one from minus 10 to plus 10, and the other from minus 5 to plus 5. And there are two uniform distributions, both with mean equal to 0. The mean is given by a plus b over 2, where ab is the range of the variable. And the height is 1 over b minus a, because the area under the PDF must be equal to 1. The variance is given by b minus a squared divided by 12. You encounter uniform distributions. For example, in the quantization noise that arises when continuous gray levels are converted to quantized levels, such as using 8 bits per pixel. So the quantization error typically tends to be uniformly distributed. The Poisson distribution is a distribution that we encounter in the process of counting photons, such as in nuclear medicine imaging. The counting of discrete random events, such as the number of photons emitted by the radioactive decay process of a radioactive substance, such as a radiopharmaceutical in SPECT imaging, is a Poisson PDF. The discrete nature of photons and the statistical randomness of their emission or detection contribute to a certain type of uncertainty. And this is referred to or makes itself apparent in the form of what is called quantum noise or photon noise or mortal or what is generally called Poisson noise in X-ray images or in gamma ray camera images such as Anger camera images or SPECT images. The shot noise in electronic devices is also modeled as Poisson noise. So that's another example. There are several different formulations of the Poisson PDF. One of them is related to photon counting. The probability that k photons are detected in a certain counting interval of so many milliseconds, whatever that is you specify, is given by exponential minus mu, mu to the power of k divided by k factorial. Here, mu is the mean of the process and is the average number of photons counted in the specified interval over a number of trials. And k is that variable. And because you're counting something, k has to be positive. So there is no possibility of negative k. The values of pk for all integer and positive k is the Poisson PDF. The variance of the Poisson PDF is equal to its mean. So there is only one parameter here, mean, mu, which is also the variance. One of the properties of, one of the characteristics of the Poisson PDF is that it tends towards a Gaussian PDF when the mean is large. So here is an example. This is a Poisson PDF. Note the discrete nature. It is only defined for integers and only defined for positive integers from 0 on. And the first one near 0 here, this PDF, represents a Poisson PDF with the mean and sigma square equal to 4, which is that. That is the mean value. Note that the probability of occurrence of 1 is about 0.07, and then it is truncated there. On the other side, it goes on with low probabilities beyond 10, and it will have a finite probability for larger values. The second PDF here, from there onwards, the circles, this pattern, is with the mean and sigma square equal to 20, which is that. It looks like a Gaussian. And the solid line, let me see, the solid envelope here is a Gaussian fit to that. Now the Gaussian would have a long tail going below zero also, but the Poisson distribution would not have any values for less than zero. So that would be the distinction. The Laplacian distribution is also based upon an exponential, x minus mu x absolute value with a scale factor root 2 divided by sigma x, where mu and sigma square are the mean and variance, and the normalization factor is different. So it is not square here, it is the absolute value. So it is different from a Gaussian, although you are using the same exponential function here, and it is exponential negative of this absolute value. The Laplacian PDF looks like this, with a fairly rapidly decaying function like this, which is the exponential function. And I'm showing two here, both of them have mean zero, and for the solid line, the variance sigma square is equal to 1. For the dashed line, the variance is equal to 4. So as the variance increases, the spread increases as usual. The Laplacian distribution is encountered when you take differences or derivatives, or when you have prediction errors, which are also differences between the true value and a predicted value. So if you take just the first order difference between a pixel value and its previous neighbor, here the effect is the same as predicting the current pixel as equal to the previous pixel and then computing the prediction error. The error values in linear prediction tend to have Laplacian PDFs, or the derivatives of images tend to have Laplacian PDFs where the values decrease rapidly, or the probability of the values decreases rapidly. It is also common to encounter Laplacian type or exponential type PDFs like this for autocorrelation functions, where the values decrease rapidly for increasing lag or distance between the pixel and the shifted pixel. So Laplacian functions are commonly encountered as PDFs of differences or derivatives of images, as differences in the form of error of linear prediction, and also in autocorrelation functions. The Rayleigh function, which is also a PDF, is expressed in this form: 2 over bx minus a exponential this function. So there are two parameters, a and x, and then there is a step function, ux minus a. U here is the step function as you use in electrical engineering, where ux is equal to 1 if x is greater than or equal to 0, and 0 otherwise. So it is a truncated exponential function that looks like this. In this case, it is truncated at 1. So the probability below 1 is 0, and then it increases and decreases in this manner. So it is an asymmetric function. Here, a is equal to 1, b is equal to 4. There are two parameters that define this PDF function. The mean and variance are given by these expressions. You don't have to remember this, but they are given by the two parameters A and B. The Rayleigh PDF is used to model speckle noise. Speckle noise could be modeled as multiplicative noise, and because it is multiplicative, you normally don't encounter negative values, and you encounter values that have mean that is greater than zero, and the Rayleigh PDF is useful for that purpose with appropriate selection of A and B. It is 3:20, so let's take a break for 10 minutes.